Grace to all of you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, who is active here in our midst this evening. Amen. Well, Merry Christmas. Maybe you've heard before, but I hope that you realize tonight that Jesus Christ is the biggest, most amazing gift that we could ever receive. But did you know what he brings? Did you know what Jesus brings with him? I'm not going to leave you in suspense. I want to tell you, the amazing gift he brought each and every one of us is nothing. That's right. Nothing. Isn't that great? Pretty great gift, huh? But maybe some of you are wondering, that doesn't sound so great to me. I can understand that everyone wants something for Christmas, after all. We want a Fitbit, maybe, because we know we're going to eat a lot of goodies and we need to work it off next year. That's something. Or we want an iPhone 13 because we want to take more beautiful pictures on it so we can forget about that we put them on our phone. Or we want new clothes so that we can fit in and look good to other people. But the problem with something, every time, whatever that something is that it never truly satisfies. Jesus, on the other hand, offers you something different. He offers you nothing. That's right, nothing. But you probably still want something. Something. Nothing sounds kind of depressing, so something will make us feel happy. We're just not sure what it is yet. Something will make us feel better about ourselves one of these times. Something would make us feel loved and appreciated and hopeful for the new year. Unfortunately, just as King Solomon puts it in Ecclesiastes, even when he tried to get something he wanted, everything he wanted, even when he tried to not deny himself any pleasure there was in the world, what he found was that it was all meaningless. It was like chasing after wind. The truth is that even at Christmas, when we're supposed to get some things that we really want, it can still leave us wanting more. In fact, it always does. More purpose, more happiness. All those somethings truly leave us unsatisfied in the end. Which is why, again, I bring you back to the gift that Jesus brings with him, which is nothing. A big box full of nothing just for you. But perhaps you still don't really understand what I'm getting at. So let me tell you about nothing. A little something about nothing. Jesus was born to save you. To save you. When you recognize that Jesus loves you so much, you don't have to do nothing. You don't have to do anything to earn it. You don't need a special wrinkle cream to look better in God's eyes. You don't need the newest perfume to smell better in his nose. You don't need new clothes to make you look nice to him. Nothing is necessary. Jesus doesn't love you because of anything you do or will do or have done. Jesus died on the cross for sinners, for his enemies, for people who looked bad, who smelled bad, who were bad in God's eyes. If you're a sinner, a person who makes mistakes on accident and on purpose, well, you can trust that nothing in all creation will be able to separate you from God's love. And that gift of nothing doesn't need any upkeep or maintenance. It's just yours forever through faith in Jesus Christ, once and for all. There is nothing left to do. Nothing. On the cross, Jesus said, everything was finished, taken care of. He did it. We just become receivers of his grace. And wouldn't it be nice to just bask in the glow of his love instead of feeling guilty for not doing something or ashamed for doing something else? Just to know that there was nothing left to do, that nothing is on your shoulders. That's quite a gift. So if someone asks you what the Christmas service was about tonight, just tell them, oh, it was about nothing. And what was the sermon about again? I can't remember. I remember. It was about nothing. Nothing. And what's the greatest gift that you received this year? Nothing. That's right. Of course, it wasn't free. It cost Jesus everything that he had. But for you, it is completely free. No strings attached. No monthly or yearly subscription fee that you'll forget about. No batteries needed. And you will never run out of His grace. You don't have to do or say nothing, anything, to receive God's gift. You trust Him and what He says, and this gift of nothing is truly for you. So this is my favorite part. I hope that you join with me tonight to praise God and thank Him for sending Jesus Christ to die for you and for me, for the world. To thank God for calling Jesus to the cross so that we might have forgiveness of sins and everlasting life, so that we might be free to love and serve. And this message is easy to forget because it's about nothing. So come back to church as often as you can to hear about it again, about this great gift of nothing that's for you. Please join with me tonight and every day telling God, thanks for nothing, Jesus. Thank you so much for nothing. It means everything. Amen.